Heather Tran. I'm a senior, and I have senioritis.
Me too, Heather. So, when do you think that your senioritis started? Because I think that for a lot of people, it's either once all the college apps are in, or it's when they're starting to get decisions back from colleges.
Personally, my senioritis started when I was a junior. I don't think I think the slacking off, the... Maybe, but I don't think senioritis is just, like, slacking off. I just think it's the... Like, I think people are like, senioritis is, like, being lazy. But I don't think it's being lazy. It's more like a... Like, a loss of drive. Because, like, it's like a lack of motivation, kind of.
And I think that for a lot of people, it's also just, like, a shifting and changing of priorities.
Like, oh, for sure.
Like, I know that I've started to kind of emphasize, like, going out with my friends and just holding on to the kind of high school experience that's ending so soon, rather than just do more work that honestly does not even matter at this point.
Yeah, I feel like, especially because we're seniors and, like, it's all, like, I don't know, high school's ending, college is starting for some, like, not really college necessarily, it's just, like, the next chapter for a lot, like, for pretty much everyone, high school, the last 12 years of our lives has been this structured, you know where you're going to be, when you're going to be, where you're going to be. And with it ending, it's like, we just don't really focus on kind of the now. Everyone's really focused on the future and kind of what is the next step. And so, like you said, the priority isn't school necessarily. It's like, priority is the future.
Yeah. But honestly, like, I think that is a better alternative to what? The priority being the past? Like, saying to yourself, oh, I want to hold on to this last April in Westmont. Or Mr. Buren always says, like, oh, these are the last minimum days. This is the last Tuesday you will have as, like, a senior. It's like, is that really a better alternative? Like, is it really all that bad to start focusing on the future, even if it is, like, a loss of motivation to some extent?
I think senioritis is very justified. I think there's, like, there's merit to keep going, like, finishing out the year, making it to graduation, graduating, and being able to walk. But, like, at this point, everyone, all seniors are just trying to make it to the end. Like, the end is so, so close, so within reach for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, the effort is just really hard to put forward.
It's almost frustrating because it's, like, I don't feel that I'm ready for college. I don't think that I'm ready to start, like, going to this new place and meeting all these new people. But at the same time, I just feel like I've simply outgrown the current high school life that I'm living. And that's not to say that I've outgrown, like, the wonderful teachers and the wonderful friends I've made, but it's maybe time to just, like, I've done all the growing I can at Westmont, and I think that, you know, in college, there's more growing, and I'll grow in a different way. So
yeah, for sure.
It's just, like, this sense of readiness that is just so close yet so far.
And I think something else Mr. Buren says
to getting a lot of shout-outs right now.
To quote such a great teacher. Mm-hmm. He always mentions senioritis and it's like, for those going off to college, going from, like, this like, not necessarily a stall, but this, like, slowing down and definitely, like, the shifting of priorities to, like, being with friends and family and not necessarily school. Mm-hmm. Like, the shift back to academics and, like, for those going to college, like, I know from how I'm approaching school now is going to need to, like, completely change in the fall. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to definitely, like, get it together is something I'm going to be telling myself a lot.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. Like, at first when Mr. Buren used to say that, I remember thinking to myself, like, that's dumb. That's stupid. Like, he's just trying to scare me into taking his class seriously again, which I do. I love Gov. I take that class very seriously, and everyone should. But at first it kind of felt like a show, like kind of a theatric. But now I really do get it. Like I can very much see myself like trying to pretend to have the work ethic that I used to have, like, in my first semester. And I don't know if flunking out is exactly the extent to which that will be, but I do know for sure that that will be an issue. And the thing is that I feel as if a lot of teachers who primarily have seniors, they know that senioritis exists.
Yeah. Today, or, like, recently, my ethnic lit teacher, Ms. Hopkins, was basically telling us, because we had just turned in our senior research paper, mm-hmm. and it's kind of the start, like it's a new unit, and she's like, or this is like our last unit of basically English that we'll ever have in high school, mm-hmm. and she's like, I know it's going to be rough, and I know it's like hard, but we just got to push through. And I think that's something I really appreciate about like teachers who teach seniors, is they understand, not like, you know how you said like Mr. Buren is like saying like he like you can't start getting senioritis now, like they know it's happening and they're like actively trying to help us. They're not trying to like purposely give us a bunch of hard work at the end of the year to like
just mess with our GPAs,
yeah, and like they're very
the chances
aware, like,
of us walking
in AP stats. Mr. Shea, shout out to Mr. Shea. He's very aware that like grades are like crucial in this moment of just like not getting D's and F's. Mm-hmm. Cause like college decisions can get rescinded because of not passing a class.
Very well aware of that one. Go on.
So it's just like, senioritis is real and the fact that like, these teachers with like at least like a decade of teaching like experience, mm-hmm. are able to like recognize it. It's just like really helpful to like, yes, we have senioritis, but also the teachers are working with us, not against us. Mm-hmm. And I feel like sometimes that's hard to remember.
That being said, it blows my mind that I actually like finished the amount of work that I did last year, because oh my God, like, as you said, these teachers know that we have senioritis, and they know that there is, like, an overall just general lack of motivation, yet, and they are assigning, I'd say, less work. I think that in all of my classes, I'm getting far, far less work than I did during the first semester, yet I still struggle so much to actually bring myself to do it.
Yeah, I think a pattern that I'm starting to notice, especially in regards to, like, work ethic and workloads, is, like, my tendency... Actually, not just my tendency. The tendency to procrastinate until the end of, the 6-week grading period or the 12-week grading period. Mm-hmm. Like, with the 12-week grade period coming to a close, like, teachers... like making assignments like due at the end of the grading period.
Right. Or like the so all like, late credit being due or whatever.
Right, right. So mm-hmm. all the work that I had not done due to my senioritis for the past 6 weeks is like coming back and is like, I need to get it done now.
And it's just this constant cycle of like, I need to lock in. And just me convincing myself to start working once again and then simply not doing so. Like, it's just so like, hard to listen to myself.
The drive of, I understand my grade is so important, mm-hmm. for college, not necessarily for like now, like the way it looks on my application, but just like to make it into college is like, I need to keep going. And then the motivation immediately passes once I've finally caught up on all my like weeks worth of work.
Oh, 100%. It's like, oh, I've done all this work. Might as well give myself a bit of a break. And then it's like, no, like class is still going. Assignments are still being assigned.
And even honestly, like I hate to say it, but like literally like beyond just doing assignments, showing up to class. Mm-hmm. What a struggle. Mm-hmm. It's just so, It's especially as soon as AP testing.
Oh, like, my goodness. Yes.
Those weeks are done. Like, for those, and, like, even if you're just taking, like, one AP, mm-hmm. like, it's just so, gonna be so difficult.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Evans actually gave me a really good piece of advice. You remember when I was talking about my senioritis the other day? He says that instead it's an opportunity to embrace your education, because now there's less emphasis on the actual, like, okay, 5 out of 5, 4.5 out of 5, like 3 out of 5. Like, now is the time to kind of go on a limb with your essays and just try to soak up, like, this is a bit more lit specific, I will admit, but now is the time to just soak up as much content as possible, because you're not doing it just for a grade now. Now you're literally the only thing you can, like, do regarding your education right now is just try to learn for yourself.
And honestly, like, as far as senioritis being so, like, negatively connotated, like, oh, you have senioritis, being, like, equated to, oh, you're lazy, mm-hmm. oh, you've lost passion for school, I think that's a really good way of, like, looking at it, that, like, really, have you lost passion for school, or are you just, like, now not focusing on the grades, which definitely shouldn't, like, this is, like, totally tangential, but, like, mm-hmm. grades definitely shouldn't be the emphasis of school, but, like, now it's really the chance, like you said, learn for yourself, and I feel like that opportunity to simply learn for yourself without an ulterior motive or without grades looming over you, like, after June 6th for seniors, it's not going to exist anymore. When, like, the access to education, just to be able to learn. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really, like, important, just to enjoy the last moments, but still, like, understand that, like, we are still in school.
Yeah. And I will say that, especially for extracurriculars, like, God, I play softball and it is just so hard. So hard to show up. And, like, as much as I love my team and I love, like, playing with some of my best friends, it's just, it's so hard, because before it was like, okay, like, I really do understand why people just do their senior year for senior night now. Because before it was like, okay, I need to put this on my college apps, 4 years of softball, like, I want to be able to write essays about this. I'm going to college, I know exactly where I'm going, I've committed, I've started looking for housing. Like, there's genuinely no reason for me to be playing softball right now.
And I think what you just described mm-hmm. is quite literally the best, like, the best example of why I think senioritis exists, is because the only thing you were talking about was the future. Mm-hmm. And I think that is, like, what a lot of, like, not, like, pretty much every senior I talk to only talks about their post-high school plans. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, nobody's talking about the whatever assignment is due on Friday. Like, mm-hmm. before high school was all about the...
Yeah.
Oh, have you done this assignment?
Yeah. Like, even the senior research paper, granted, most of the people I surround myself with, honestly, like, are an AP Lit and did not have to take the senior... Like, most of my friends are an AP Lit and thus did not have to write the senior research paper. But I remember, like, when it was sharp season, everyone was like, did you do this for the sharp? Did you do this? Did you do that? But the senior research paper, like, no one really cared. Like, no, it was just another, like, task on the to-do list. It wasn't like a, it just didn't hold any weight. None of this holds any weight. And I think that's, like, a very concrete, large example of that.
Yeah. Things not holding weight is, yeah, wow. I just, the one thing that I can, that will, like, I think that's just, like, in regards to grades. Mm-hmm. I think I'm definitely, like, the teachers at Westmont, I don't think they're, like, with the things they teach still definitely hold weight. Like, especially, like, in, like, Mr. Buren's class, like, the things that he's teaching us is still, like, mm-hmm. substantial. And especially, like, one thing I do appreciate about him is, after the AP test, we're learning, like, a lot of real-world stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think teachers are starting to tie things more into, like, how these will be applicable post-high school. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the goal, is that the content that you're learning in class right now is used later on in life. Like, I feel like if I was a teacher and, or like, I'm sure Mr. Buren gets this a lot. And like a former student comes back and is like, oh my goodness, I don't know how I would have survived the real world without you. Like, that is the end goal. That is the, that is what you hope for only.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that senioritis, I mean, it's definitely, I don't, but going back to what you said about how everyone's just talking about their future, the number of conversations that I've had with people who are like, I've only spoken to maybe once or twice, just like passing acquaintances, and we had these long, like, sincere, significant conversations about what college are you going to, where do you think you'll fit in, like, our anxieties about the future. That is just, the future is the only thing that is on everyone's mind right now. Like, it is, we are in a position right now where it is genuinely so hard to think about what's going on in the now. And I think especially so is because college decisions just came out. I'm scrambling to find a roommate. I know everyone's scrambling to find a roommate. I know everyone's scrambling to figure out housing. Some people don't even know where they're going yet. Some people are still choosing between their top three, top two, like, options. So it is just such a feeling and moment of uncertainty. Like, there's the only thing that, the only way we can help ourselves right now is to worry about the future.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, like you said, like, the people we talk to, like, our peers, like, every senior is talking about it, but also, like, the administration, Ms. Saldana, our teachers, they keep pushing down, like, they keep pushing to us, like, the message of, like, it's ending, it's ending. Mm-hmm. And, like, that message does come along with, of course, the, you have to keep going, but obviously the it's ending message is, like, louder and holds more weight to us. Like, we're focused on the it's ending part and not the we have to keep going, we have to keep going.
I remember when I saw the exit survey, the exit, like, the Westmont, like, that's, this sounds kind of stupid, but I never thought, like, we're exiting Westmont. Yeah. Like, we are leaving so that there is a new class, a new 400, 500 kids to essentially, like, take up the space that we are currently, like, holding right now.
Yeah.
And then after that, the juniors right now will graduate, and they will take the exit survey, and they will exit, and then a new class will enter, and then so on and so forth. And that just kind of really put things into perspective for me. Did you have a moment like that where you realize, like, wow, like, this is, the end is near?
Yeah, my sister's going into high school next year, and it's just,
it's mine as well. Just, go on.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's like senioritis is like, it feels very reflective a little bit of just like the past, but like, of course, the future, which is scary.
I'm the complete opposite. I'm just so laser focused on the future right now. Like, there is genuinely nothing. I don't think I've, like, thought about the past. I'm, like, in the past 2 weeks.
Wow.
It's just been, I mean, I'm, but to be fair, I think that I'm someone who is always, like, very, like, when I'm, you know, when I brush my teeth in the morning, I think about, like, all the things I need to do and all the things I need to get done with the day. And I've always been someone who's, like, been kind of laser focused on the future. Like, college was definitely, like, getting, it was one of my bigger goals, or, like, bigger, like, reasons to do anything in high school, which I'm sure it is for everyone to some extent, but I think that I really, really emphasize that for myself, that I need to go to an elite college, I need to go to a prestigious school, and it's just that, like, times a million. Like, as a junior, I was like, okay, I need to get an A and A push. I need to get a 5 on the exam. It's like that, but instead of, like, the details and the arbitrariness of, like, just grades and, like, GPA and classes, instead it's, like, real-world things. It's like, where am I going to live next year? Yeah, which makes things just so much more worse, so much more confusing.
And I think, like, of course, like we said, like, the shift from, like grades to just like learning. I feel like some of that energy is like also focused towards like thinking about the past in terms of, like, the gratitude to, like, the people who have helped us get to where we are. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, like, everyone thinking about college is, like, there is some consideration to, like, teachers who have, like, gotten us to where we are. Or, like, not that they specifically have gotten us there to the point, like, we're at, mm-hmm. but, like, have, like, encouraged us and, like, given us opportunities to just...
Achieve. Go. Yes.
Yeah.
I see. Like, I don't know. I've definitely... Well, I mean, I don't think there's any teacher, anyone I've specifically been taking for granted that, like, post committing to college clarity, I'm like... Such a crazy, crazy phrase that I'm like, oh my God, like, why did I not do this, and this? Like, why didn't I, like, talk to this person more? But that's just a me personally thing. I don't think there's, I think I've always been pretty grateful for Westmont. I think that Westmont's a great school. And I think that, like, as much as we love to hate it or hate to love it, like, it's, the people here are just so, like, the resources and the opportunity that a public high school is given is just, like, so impressive.
It's also nice how close we are to home. Like, I know for people, like, some people, like, they're going far away. I know that's not the two of us. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, some people are moving states away. And, like, wow, it's just scary. It's going to be different that you're not going to have, like, a safety net of, like, a community who, like, knows you and has, like, been there for you, like, your family, like, mm-hmm. if moving away.
But at the same time, that's just so exciting. Like, I know that, honestly, like, if you had told junior year me that I was gonna go deeper into the Bay Area, I would have been, like, very upset. I would have been like, oh, like, what, like, where this... This wasn't part of the plan. This wasn't what I wanted. But, I kind of understand both sides because now I'm very excited to go to Berkeley. Like, I'm very excited to go to Cal, even though it is a 45-minute BART ride. But, like, I remember just thinking, like, we've been in the Bay Area our entire lives, and college is kind of that opportunity to just be somewhere else. And... That was my mindset then, and now it's more of like the Bay Area is all I know, and I know how to succeed in the Bay Area. Like, I know how to achieve, a great social life and great academic life and a great whichever, whatever. So I know that I can achieve at Berkeley, and that's been kind of, like, what I've been telling myself as of lately, because that is definitely, like, a change that I didn't really anticipate.
Yeah, I think one thing that's scary about, like, the future is, like, I'm so comfortable in my place at Westmont and just, like, where I am. Mm. I know the people at Westmont. I know the area. There's, like, when I go hang out with my friends, I know where I'm gonna go. Mm-hmm. But, like, in 6 months, I'm not gonna know the area. I'm going to have, like, a total, like, I'm going to meet so many new people, and it's not going to be the same people I've been going to school with since I was, like, for some people, the same people I've been going to school with since I've been, like, six, which is crazy.
So exciting. I will be going to school with Marina for 16 years. How exciting is that?
I'm sure Marina is elated.
I'm sure she is so excited to go to Cal with me. Yeah. Westmont is just casually a Berkeley feeder school, which...
which is crazy.
Which is actually insane. It's actually so funny. It's kind of like... I think... I want to preface this by saying that I think that Berkeley is a fantastic opportunity, that I'm, like, so insanely grateful that I got in and am going. But it's kind of taken the like, I don't feel special anymore. And I'm not saying that, like, no one else who got into Berkeley doesn't deserve it, or the people who got in last year don't deserve it. But it's just so funny because so many people from Westmont now go to Berkeley that it's like, it just feels not unimpressive anymore because it's still like great. Like, I'm very proud of all of my fellow peers. I'm proud of myself, but it's just so like, yeah, that happens. Like, people from Westmont go to Berkeley. Like, that's just the thing that happens now. And we've all come to terms with
that. I think also something that's like great about Westmont, which is, I don't know how often I say that, but I really appreciate that in the last couple months that it's so senior focused. I think I definitely didn't notice this as a junior or an underclassman, but like I appreciate that like even the school like understands that like we are moving on, and I feel like in a way giving us opportunities to like enjoy the last bits of high school, for better or for worse, of course, because for some high school was.
Can you elaborate on that one?
Well, there's senior week coming up, which is like super exciting because there's like the rallies and the senior staff softball game, which personally I'm very excited for. Decision day signing is going to be super fun.
So you like the events is basically where this is getting at.
Yes. Yeah. And
they make me feel special too, Heather. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's just this overall, and also like, I'm not saying that senioritis is like, I know that you say that senioritis is justified, but I do think that it is a little sad that without these arbitrary numbers and letters that are supposed to like deem how good we are at specific subjects, that we like lose interest. Like the fact, it's kind of sad to think that once grades are taken away, we all tend to lose motivation. And then you realize that like these grades like don't, in the grand scheme of things, like it does not matter. Like these are just constructs. Grades are just constructs, and yet we still don't have that like same thirst for like knowledge and ambition. Like I think that is like kind of pathetic, and I think that is like pretty sad.
I think people are just tired. Mm-hmm. We've been told, but the underlying message is, you need good grades, you need to go to college. And it's just now, it's like, people mostly know their after high school plans, or at least can't really affect them. Because if like, let's say you're waiting on a college decision, at this point, there's not really much you can do.
Yeah.
So it's just like, tired and not given up, but just like, finally, I have a chance to breathe. And like, the grind of just like, I need like my grades to get to the next step. It's just like, for the first time, it's like stopped.
And is it kind of like relieving?
It feels like a weight for me, at least, like, cause that's kind of how it feels. Like, it's just like a weight's taken off my shoulder, not like a weight, but like maybe like a expectation.
I definitely felt senioritis. I think that my first hint or pang of senioritis was with the classes that I will admit there are some classes I'm taking as a senior that are 100% primarily just to boost my GPA. Like, that is why I took them. And so it kind of makes sense that, like, those were the first ones to go. Like, those were the first assignments that I was like, hey, I'll do it later, or I just won't do it at all.
Yeah. And then it's, now you're going to Cal. Like,
it, like,
you just can't. Yeah, you just can't fail. It doesn't really matter.
I do think, getting rescinded actually sounds like a nightmare and a half. Like, can you imagine? Even more, like, Cal was, like, it's one of the only top schools that I got into. And as I said before, like, that was something I really prioritized. And that was a pressure that I put on myself for all 4 years of high school, like, honestly. And to think that I, like, worked this hard to get into the one college I've, like, been super excited about just to get rescinded. Like, I kind of wish that I was taking my education more seriously as of right now. But I'm not, because I just have no motivation. Like, it's actually such a, it's like a, it's actually like a disease. Like, senioritis, like, should count as like a mental illness. Like, it's kind of insane because there are repercussions and I should be thinking about them, but I simply don't. Like, it's just ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss. Like, repercussions in the sense of, like, your grade slipping and you getting, like, rescinded.
Rescinded, yeah.
Ugh. What a terrifying thought.
That is, like, the most terrifying thought. And, like, I know that. Like, I know that that would make me bawl and cry and be so upset for, like, days and days on end. Yet I don't. I just don't want to do the work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's almost like losing touch with reality.
That's, you know, one, that's, I'm so grateful for the teachers. Like, mm-hmm. First of all, late policies. Some teachers have amazing late policies. And I 100%, like, take advantage of them.
Want to give out a few shout-outs?
Miss Hopkins, Mr. Shea, mm-hmm. really, I'm pretty sure you've saved, like, my senior year GPA and just, like, my grades overall, so thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. That's like, a sincere thank you, especially Ms. Hopkins, because you need English to graduate, and if I don't pass English, I won't graduate, which is, like, you know, kind of a big deal.
That's kind of what you've been working towards for the past 4 years.
So for just the fact that I get senioritis, for it to hit, and, like, all of a sudden you can't graduate is, like, would be not even like college, like more immediately is like graduating. Like, that would actually be horrible.
Can you imagine spending your summer after senior year doing credit recovery?
Summer after senior year is supposed to be fun with friends and family, like living up the last carefree summer of your life before you have to enter like the real world.
College is not the real world. That's my personal take. College
or, you know.
Or whatever other future plans other people may have.
Yeah.
But doing credit recovery, summer of your senior year genuinely sounds like my personal hell.
Yeah.
Like, that genuinely sounds like, I think I would be at my lowest.
I don't think I could, I would wish that fate upon my worst enemy. Yeah, no. Not that I've had enemies, but just the...
Yes, just the idea of, like, anyone having to do that would just be so terrible.
Yeah.
All right, so the bottom line is, I guess, don't, juniors, sophomores, freshmen, do not get senioritis. It is, I don't think, like,
I remember... I can't think of any of the merits. Like, there's no merit to getting senioritis.
There are no benefits.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, it is just the hardest... slump. It is the hardest habit. It is the hardest, like, just like rut
mindset
that anyone can get out of, because it is the end is so close and it's right there, but it's just not close enough. And seniors, I've been trying to actually, this was my goal entering spring break, and I've been doing a pretty good job with it, is just to stay positive and to just, like, I really am just trying to live out the last few weeks of high school. And I'd say that's what all seniors should be doing right now. What do you think, Heather? What do you think? What's your goal for the last few weeks?
Make it to graduation. Okay, so I can, you're going make it to graduation in the sense of, like, my grades, so I can walk. Because some of my grades right now, if I'm being totally honest.
Well, that's why you're being interviewed.
We gotta get those
grades. That's why we chose you. I'm joking. That's why we went out of our way to make sure that you.
That's tough. No, some of my grades for classes that I actually need for graduation. And also the fact that I can't fail classes to graduate. Yeah.
Junior year me would be, like, very disgusted that I'm saying this out loud. But honestly, asking all seniors to pass every single one of their classes is kind of a...
a stretch.
That is kind of a stretch.
A tall ask.
Yeah. And I remember, like, I think I have a few C's. I think I have a C right now. Junior year me would be very, so extremely upset. And I'm still trying in class.
I know I have some C's right now.
You know you have some C's right now. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, bye, Heather. Thank you so much for coming on.
Goodbye.
Bye. Okay.